to a group that's going over to Uganda with TPI, and we're going to train a group of pastors over there. And I prayed about it at least 2 seconds, and I said, yeah, I believe that's the will of the Lord. So I signed right up, and we went. And we went for 3 years in a row, even went back for the graduation. Robert Mukumbi, who is one of Mukumbi Johnson's sons, was a graduate, and he and I became great friends during that whole experience. And so, you know, one of the things, one of the ideas here is not that we go over all the time, but that we commit these things unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And that's what we did. So the Kenyans heard about the Ugandans, and they said, hey, we'd like to do that too. So we went over. This was our first trip. We're going back two more times. But this was the really cool part about it. That guy, Robert, and I had become great friends and fellow laborers, if you will, in the kingdom. So he and another fella named Olama, who, when I met him the first time, said, my name is Olama, not Obama, but that's a whole nother issue. So Olama and Robert went with Jonathan and I, and one other fella named Nick out of Memphis who had been to Uganda, and we went over and team taught. And I'm telling you, it was absolutely phenomenal. Robert was one of these guys that, you know, I mean, Mukumbi's dad, he's raised in church kind of thing. He was sort of dancing around on the edge, but that whole experience of going through the TPI training has just fired him up. And it was, if you could just see, and I told Bill about this, I said, you know, this guy has got the gift of teaching, like you just have to be there and watch it. And not only that, but just kind of overseeing everything. So God has really woken his spirit up, and it was just a great experience to be there in Kenya, to see this happen, and we get to go back and do it again. So I'm thankful just for that whole experience.
Well, we're grateful that you got to go, and you know, he's had a lot of input in a lot of different people's lives at a little bit at a time, but Robert was hired by TPI to drive us around. And so we were with him all the time. And so not only did he get the teaching and he get some interaction and stuff like that, but he was with us all the time. And Dave has been able to pour into his life and watch him change completely. Like, he's Mukumbi's son, which just secures him a position. And he is a good musician who has a professional studio. That's how he makes his money, is recording people. And he was just doing the music at the church just to do it and have a place to play. But his heart was not in it. And as he got to see not just Dave, but also Jonathan and John Pratt, and each one of these guys has bonded and poured more of themselves into certain individuals. But it is a wonderful joy to be able to see what God has done through letting that relationship become a real discipleship relationship. And Dave didn't say it, but now Robert likes to call him Dad, because he sees him as his spiritual dad. And that's a wonderful thing, and I know it brings you great joy. And so I'm gonna let Jonathan now. I told you they were friends, but so they didn't just be in the classroom. And Jonathan has developed a relationship with Richard, among others. He's very close to Robert and has influenced Robert also, among others. But I'll let you share just a little bit about Richard.
Sure. I'll see if I can make a long story longer. Try to make it shorter. I met Richard by a chance encounter my last trip to Uganda. We went on a day trip down to visit the source of the Nile in Jinja, Uganda, which is on the southeastern tip of Uganda. And happened to know the town by name because I had a Facebook friend. And so ended up meeting up with Richard and just seeing his heart for the community there, and he is investing in and the widows and the orphans there in his community. And gave him a little bit of money that I had in my pocket. And by the time we'd got home, he had already went and bought food and paid rent and medical bills and sent me like receipts and just was just so grateful and thankful for that small gift. And so we've bonded since that time. We meet with him every Sunday morning by Zoom, via Zoom, with the children that he ministers to, about a group of 30 kids. And we met this morning with the kids, and now he meets with the parents. He meets with them multiple times through the week, but by a chance encounter again, this trip going to Kenya, I saw that with Robert and Olama driving down to Kenya, which is about a 10-hour drive for them. They were going to be going through Jinja. So I reached out to Robert and said, hey, what's the chances that Richard would be able to come and be part of this this week? And this was just days before we left. And first of all, you think that's a good idea? And Robert's like, yeah, I think that'd be great for him. I think he needs to grow in this. And so he picked up Richard. Like, can you guys imagine driving a 10-hour drive? I mean, like, yeah, I'll pick up a stranger. But that's just their heart there. And so they picked him up and brought him, and he got to be part of the training that week. And it's really cool. And I'm just going to share one story about just the way we bonded and grew. And even just seeing his heart, the way he had grown up. And somebody, he went to a Catholic school, a boarding school, and an elderly nun paid his school fees so that he could be there until he was about 13 and she passed away. So he had to drop out of school because no one was paying his school fees. And seeing his heart behind why he pays for the school fees of so many kids, and he scraps everything he gets, he gives away. And even to the point to where we're teaching that week, and we always take candy, hard candy, to hand out because it's hard to listen to Dave talk for 3 hours and stay awake. So we're handing out candy, and about Wednesday or Thursday, I asked him, hey, which one of those candies is your favorite? And he goes, I don't know. I haven't eaten any of them yet. He said, I'm taking them home to get them my kids. And I just thought, wow. I was like, Richard, eat that. Like, you can eat candy. We got plenty of candy. I got a bag of candy to send home with you. But it got me thinking, like, that's how he did with the sweets is what they called them. But I know the lesson he was teaching, he wasn't just taking in like that and holding on to so he could take home and give away. He was consuming that. He was taking God's word and consuming that so that realizing I can consume that and take home and be more effective in handing that out. But
yeah, he really did have food others didn't know of, and that was to do God's will. Later sometime before Christmas, I'm going to have Jonathan just share with you some of the impact that his relationship with Richard has not just had on Richard, but has had on him. And it's just amazing how God works in the hearts of people when he binds them together to seek, to find, to know, and to do God's will. And brings great joy. And so we're grateful for those things, and we're grateful to have had a part of helping with the Kenyans being able to come there and learn. So let's just pray. Father, we do thank you that you don't just save us as individuals. We're individually saved into your kingdom, but we're saved into your family. We become the body of Christ. And those connections between other people are connections that your Holy Spirit works through to bring joy and comfort and strength to our lives. And it is so encouraging and so powerful in our lives to see you work and transform not just ourselves, but those around us. And we see your hand and we are grateful. And so we are here to worship you, Lord, because you're not just the source of life. You're the life changer. You're the life saver. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, if you'll stand with me, let's continue to worship.